Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you've already been doing that, thank you for that. And we consider that a sign of high intelligence, as you know. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. That's what you got to look forward to. You're going to get smarter by the minute. And I know you're going to do that in the next 30 minutes because Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. Her participation with us is now in its 10th year. How about that? That's a pretty darn important distinction for me, at least. She's the author of many, many books on small business. As I told you earlier, she's one of the top small business experts on the planet, especially in the area of finance and taxes. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2007, Your Complete Guide to a Better Bottom Line, and as I say, the author of many, many other topics, and she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Barbara?
Absolutely. I look forward to it all the time.
So, okay, here it is in August, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need to be talking about taxes in August?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is the earlier that you start thinking about your taxes for the year, the more time you have to take action that can really impact your bottom line there.
Give us some examples.
For example, if you want to have a retirement plan, the earlier you make your selection, the more choices you have. For example, you only have until October 1st if you want to have a simple plan for 2007.
A simple retirement plan. Tell us what that means.
Which is it's an easy kind of plan for a small business to set up. Think of it sort of like a 401k in that most of the money comes from employee salary contributions. The company has to make certain matching contributions, but they're very minimal. So if you want to get started, you know, and you want to limit the exposure of the business in terms of contributions, this might be a great way to go.
So let me slow you down for a second here, Barb. So if I've got a company that I want to start getting my employees to building something for their retirement, but I have a small business and I can't make, you know, major contributions like some big companies can, but I would like to be have that kind of a benefit offered to my employees where we do payroll withholding and we do a little bit of matching but it doesn't take my, you know, it doesn't put me out of business. A simple plan is the way to go.
That would certainly be the way to go. I know many local businesses that have opted to do that because of that very thing. And also because if you set up a simple IRA, there's no annual reporting to the IRS, so you don't have those administrative costs. And it's just sort of easy to do.
How do I get one of those established?
Excuse me?
How do I establish one of these?
There's basically a form that you just have to have employees. It's an IRS form that you just have to have employees sign to commit to their salary reduction amounts, and it's really as easy as that. And then you go to a brokerage firm, a mutual fund, or whatever, to set up the plan, which essentially creates accounts for each employee, like IRS.
Should I contact one of these firms to come in and talk to my employees about it? Wouldn't they be better qualified to do that than I would be?
In terms of the choices of investments,
just the concept of the whole idea, the idea of it. I mean, will these financial institutions come in and talk to my employees? Is that something they would do?
Sure, they'll do it. Of course, yeah. They'll be glad to do it because it's a sale for them. But mm-hmm. I'm not even sure that it's that necessary.
It's not that complicated.
It's not that complicated.
That's why it's called simple, right?
That's why they call it simple. But again, October 1st's the deadline.
But it, so a simple plan is basically an IRA that the employer contributes something to?
Yeah, I mean, there are you can have a simple IRA, which is the way that most of the companies that I know go, or you can have a simple 401k. But essentially, they work like a regular 401k in that the salary that employees put in is not currently taxed to them.
Right.
So that
and the same
the
and the IRA is the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing. Okay.
And it's their separate account. It's their, you know, it's theirs. It's not the company's.
What is the typical matching amount for an employer?
Well, there are two set formulas. One is tied to the amount that employees put in, and one the company makes contributions whether or not employees put money in.
I see. All right. Stand by. Quick break. 22. We'll be right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2007. Stay with us.
Girl, to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're... Let me tell you about our websites, our smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can go and find all the things that we do, our newsletter, our blog, the archives, thousands of archives of past shows we've done, including, I don't know, maybe a couple of hundred or so with Barbara Weltman, our guest this half hour, and all the shows that she's done with us, at least since 99. Are there recorded for you and available for podcasting. So check that out when you get a chance. And many of Barbara's articles are on our website as well. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get small business answers now. And Barbara is all over that website. She's a great supporter of all the things that we do. And, Barbara, for that, we thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Give us your own website, please.
It's real complicated. BarbaraWeltman.com.
WELTMAN.
Correct.
.com. And Barbara, you're such a prolific writer. You got a brand new book coming out, as you almost always do. But tell us what the new one is.
The new one is the Rational Guide to Building Small Business Credit.
Tell us about
that. Yeah, it's shows how as a small business owner you can. Tap into resources by building your credit. The book has a foreword by Dun & Bradstreet and has been supported by Small Business Administration. So.
Good for you. Well done. And that's available where?
It's available all over. It's just coming out now, and so you can get it on Amazon.
Check it out. Barbara Weltman, say it again. Give us the title again.
The Rational Guide to Building Small Business Credit.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's a very important topic, as I'm sure all of you know. Okay, Barbara, let's talk about some more. By the way, in years past, we would be coming up on an important date for renewal, for extensions, right?
Well, yeah. In the past, individuals only had until August 15th to file on extension and then would have to request additional time. The IRS 2 years ago now just made it easier for individuals by just giving you an automatic six-month extension when you requested it in April. So we don't have to worry about August now. You have until October 15th if you requested a filing extension.
Exactly. And of course, businesses have until September 15th.
Corporations have until September
15th. Exactly,
because partnerships and LLCs still have until October.
Exactly. Thank you for correcting me. I meant to say corporations. C-Corps and S-Corps.
Correct.
Okay, Barb, tell us, what are some other tax issues that we need to know about right now?
Well, one of the things that's troubling me the most is the fact that there are, two dozen provisions that are set to expire at the end of this year and haven't been renewed.
Likewise.
And these are the things that continually expire and continually get renewed. And it's really troubling because it makes it so difficult for businesses to do any kind of planning. For example, the research credit. You know, most research is done, believe it or not, by small businesses. Small businesses get more patents than large corporations.
55% of all innovations are done by small businesses.
Absolutely. So small business really wants that research credit. That's, and, in fact, the last time they extended it, they created a new simplified alternative credit, which makes it really easy to figure. It's great for startups that don't have, they're just getting going and don't have past years.
Have you noticed, Barbara, that when Congress gives away our money to other people, to different entities, they give stuff away that those are always permanent, but when they give any kind of a break to business, it's always temporary. Have you noticed that? What's up with that?
No, I can't say that I have.
What's wrong with that picture, Barbara?
Well, there's something very wrong with it. I mean, this research credit is so basic to the concept of growing the economy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't understand it. I don't know why they can't make it permanent. But that's not the
It's almost like they're giving it to us grudgingly, isn't it?
Yeah. Instead of
the fact that we're creating jobs with that, we're not. Those tax breaks that you're talking about right now, Barbara, we're not taking that tax money and buying a new house and taking a trip around the world. We're investing it in our businesses and creating jobs and opportunity.
Absolutely.
So what's wrong with that? I don't get this temporary business. Anyway, go ahead. I'll get off my soapbox.
Well, other provisions that are going to expire. There's a provision where you can write off, you can expense the cost of certain environmental remediation, certain mm-hmm. cleanups. And that expires. So, here we want to encourage, looking after our environment, and the break is expiring. So.
And you might think, well, who's how many people does that impact? Well, dry cleaners, auto repair shops, there's a lot of small business owners out there, a lot of small businesses out there who have challenges in the ground around their building where they've things have chemicals and things like that have leached out
and it could be nothing that they did. It could be something that they got when they went out and bought the property.
It could happen to a business that you a piece of real estate that you bought and weren't aware of it. Absolutely.
Exactly.
All right, one more quick one before we go to the break, Barb.
Well, there was the 15-year amortization, being able to write off leasehold improvements and restaurant improvements.
That's very important.
Very big.
Yeah, and that's going to expire this year?
Unless it gets renewed.
The problem is
that they don't act quickly enough, so we really can't plan. And the biggest, of course, is the alternative minimum tax.
And the problem is the Democrats aren't really all that good about giving people tax breaks. They like raising our taxes. They don't like cutting our taxes so much.
Well, I don't think they get it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Barbara Weltman.
The darkness bright. Only you. Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Can't do without her, folks. Won't do without her. As long as she'll have us, we'll have her. She's a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. Barbara, we're talking about some of the issues that are going on with regard to taxes, even as we are here in kind of the middle of the year. It's a good idea to plan these things. One of the main things, and you talked to us about this earlier, is the fact that some retirement programs have to be established in October. Some of them have to be established in December before you can even claim those for that tax year.
That's correct.
So, folks, you need to know what those dates are for all those things. And I really do believe, I really want to encourage small business owners to get some kind of a retirement pension, not a pension, I didn't mean to say that, some kind of a retirement type of program established for employees. Because, Barbara, these big companies, when they come looking for your employees, they wave a pretty darn hefty benefits package in front of them. And if you have nothing to compete with that, you're going to lose some employees.
Well, absolutely. In other words, it's not only the benefit that the employees will get for saving for their retirement, but it's a way to attract and retain good employees.
And to let them know that you care about them, and that you, and thank goodness there are these programs that allow you to help your employees without, for small businesses who don't have a lot of capital, you know, so it doesn't sort of wreck the company with the contributions you have to make.
Absolutely.
And you know, almost nobody's putting in defined benefits plan. They're using defined contribution plans now, not defined benefits plan. What are some other things we need to know about, Barb?
Well, just keep in mind that September 15th coming up, actually it's the 17th because the 15th is a Saturday, is the due date for estimated taxes for corporations.
Right.
So if you are a corporation, you have to be putting your money aside and make sure you have it ready to pay on that date.
Barbara, what is it that anybody who's watched the economy over the last 4 years, let's say, how is it that they can't see that dynamic scoring and supply side economics works? That if you lower taxes on businesses, they invest more and create more jobs. Since taxes have been lowered since 2003 on businesses, we've created 7 or 8 million jobs.
Yeah.
What part of that do people not get?
I don't know if it's a question of not getting or choosing not to get, because to me, like you said, it's just so obvious. It's a no-brainer.
You would think, and here's the rest of the story, Barbara. The government has more revenue to spend at the same time than they've ever had before. Record revenue producing this economy is.
Absolutely.
Record collection
days.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think that they'd say, you know what, we need to figure something else to fight the other side about. Let's leave the economy alone.
You would think that would be the smart way to go. Unfortunately, It's easier to make certain political statements that are easy to say, you know, and think you're going to score points, and that's what's happening.
I'm going to vote for the candidates who don't believe that the marketplace is a zero-sum game. I'm going to vote for candidates who believe that the marketplace is a dynamic organism, and just because I get another dollar, that doesn't mean somebody else lost a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way the marketplace works, is it? If I create a dollar opportunity, that's just an extra dollar. That didn't take away from anybody else, does it?
Yeah, but you have, again, it comes down to what sounds good politically.
Yeah. Well, folks, don't be fooled by that. And one of the things Barbara's going to do as we come into this election cycle, Barbara, I want to get you to keep reminding us about the things that are being proposed from a Texas standpoint, not only the things that we may lose, but the things that are being proposed. I hope you'll do that for us.
I certainly will.
Barbara, give us the title of the new book, by the way, quickly.
It's The Rational Guide to Building Small Business Credit.
By Barbara Weltman, available wherever books are sold. And the website is barbaraweltman.com. Barbara, thanks
That's
for being
right.
here. Good job today. We'll see you next
thank
time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.